Let me through, Mr. Hate Man. I'm about to kick global warming in the nuts.
Go for the head!
Hey, what the f- Hey, guys. It's your pal, Satan. Again. Just so you know, I've had a really bad day today. And I'm, like, not in the mood. If you don't remember, hell is kind of frozen over right now because of climate change or some bullshit. So that's nice. Oh, and I tried to be a good citizen for once and went to Congress to fix this whole thing instead of just killing everyone. Just my luck that the Capitol Police were a little trigger happy and shot me to death. January 6th was like 7 months ago. Get over it. Either way, look, I'm pissed, and all I wanted to do was retire, man. Unfortunately, I can't really die, since I'm kind of an immortal deity who's literally the second most powerful being in the universe. That means I get to resurrect in fucking purgatory. Ugh, where am I? Ah, shit, my head.
Good morning to the people of hell and purgatory. Welcome back to Channel 666 News. In recent developments, Jeff Bezobub has declared himself the new Prince of Hell. We bring you live onto the scene.
The High Council has decided to remove Satan due to what we call a... how do we put this lightly? Completely checked out management style. Of course, if this climate crisis is ever fixed, we'll gladly let him back in. But until then, he can rot his lazy ass in purgatory.
Bezobub! You fucking traitor! God, of all the people to stab me in my back, it had to be my right-hand man. Ugh. I could really use a friend right now.
Master, I'm here to help.
Oh, goddammit.
I came right when I heard Jeff Bezobub and his socialist nonsense will not get away with this.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
I'm staying right by your side. Satan and Shapiro. Shapiro and Satan. We're in this together, forever.
Look, Ben, I appreciate the offer, but...
It's not an offer, Master. My soul is eternally bound to yours.
As I stared into that rat's beady, sunken-in eyes, I saw something I never saw in Bezobubs. Ben Shapiro actually cared about me. What a loser. Alright then, I needed to stop climate change, and I can't do it alone.
I would do anything to help you, Master. Even if it involved the liberal hoax of global warming.
Yeah, well, I need allies. How much do you know about that little girl, Greta or something?
She's a cuck.
What?
Feminist cuck, you can't.
Well, look, I need someone with respect to get me into the Capitol without getting shot.
I have respect.
Okay, no, seriously though. I need to use some blood magic or something and summon her onto your debate show. Will you at least do that for me, Ben?
I'm not sure.
Hey, look, maybe I can be your best friend?
Oh my god. Antifa's disgusting anarchist views have yet again put our country's amendments in relentless oppression under the blue-pilled snowflakes. I'm Ben Shapiro, and this is the Ben Shapiro Show. We have a fantastic show today with two of our nation's greatest minds, the Prince of Lies himself, Satan, and Alex Jones. Great to have you here, guys.
He is the devil!
Isn't he magnificent?
Yes.
Hey, everyone.
How are you doing today, Alex?
Everything's fine, okay? Everything's okay! Everything's just wonderful!
How do you manage to maintain such peace of mind with all these liberal parasites affecting every part of our daily lives?
I'm just trying to survive and have a future for humanity.
I think we can all relate to that. God bless this country for giving us the privilege to have Satan speak some sense back into the world.
Hail Satan!
Ben, can we get this going?
Another big discussion we've been having nationwide. The hot topic of the past month has been on Britney Spears' unfairly criticized conservatorship. However, the true crimes of bad parenting have not been committed in the United States, but by the disgusting Swedes and their treatment of children by Pizzagate mastermind, Greta Thunberg.
You bitch.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to control myself.
Thank you for your consideration. Will she join us to defend herself? Debate me, you scum, and redeem your honor, or forever be known as a coward.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We now bring you a message from today's sponsor, Loot Crate.
What the hell are you thinking, you goddamn fucking idiot? We're supposed to get her to help us, not scare her away. I asked you one thing. One thing.
I was just inviting her for a debate.
This is what I get for trusting a fucking rat. First Bezobub, and now Ben. You know what, Shapiro? You're the liberal cuck.
Gasp. How could you, Master?
Screw this. I'm going back to the Capitol alone. What do you expect me to be nice to Ben Shapiro?
Am I a cuck? Ha. Maybe. But Ben Shapiro can only take so much before his cold black heart starts to break. Hello. Oh my god.
This episode of A Cold Day in Hell
is brought to you by Josh Olona, Brendan O'Brien, and George Robertson. Back to you, Frequency 101.